Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shelema, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Vav de Vaizasa, the letter Vav, in the name Vaizasa of the Aseres Bnei Haman, Tzarech L'mimtecha Bizkifa. Most Mepharshim understand what that means is that you're supposed to lengthen the Vav. Kimardaya de Livrois, which means like the oar that they used to use in the boats in the river Livrois. Rashi refers to this piece of wood as something that they used to use to make sure that there weren't dangerous things beneath the surface of the water. There is an opinion of the Rishonim that Lemimtecha Bizkifa does not mean to make it longer, like we're Noihig, rather to make sure that it's not bent at the top, like a regular Vav. That's the Ran and the Ritva's Pshat. And the Chas Chaim, Hilchas Megillah, brings this pshat b'shem the Ra'ah. My time, the reason the Gemara gives is Kulu B'chad's Kifa is the Kifu. All 10 sons of Haman were hanged one on top of the other on 1/8. The Gemara then continues and brings another halacha. Amar B'chanina bar Papa, Darish Rebshila, Ish Kfar, Tmarta, Kol Ashiris Kulan Nichtovis Ariach Al Gabi Levena. All of the shiris that are written in Tanakh are written Ariach al Gabi Levena or Levena al Gabi Ariach. The way that you write the words in, let's say, in the shiris Hayam is similar to the way that you lay bricks, meaning that the words are not on top of each other to form two columns. Rather, you leave spaces in between words, and on top and underneath those spaces, you'll also have words, just like the rows of bricks. Chutz mishirazu umalchi kinnan, she'ariach al gabi ariach ulevein al gabi ulevein. The Gemara explains that the way that the Aseres Bnei Haman is written is in two columns. My taima shaloite tekuma lemapalosan, to make it as if it's impossible for them to escape. Now, interestingly enough, the Rambam doesn't bring either of these two dinim in Hilchas Megillah. He doesn't make any mention of either of these two halachas, not the din that the vav devaizasa has to be either longer or it has to be without the bent over part on the top of the vav. And he also does not bring the halacha that you're supposed to write the Aseres Bnei Haman in two columns. And the Magen Mishnah asks, why doesn't the Rambam bring these two halachas? These are two dinim that are gepaskin in the Gemara. It doesn't seem like anybody argues in them. Why would the Rambam be mashmit these two halachas? So the Brisker Rav in Perek Beis Halacha Tes of Hilchas Megillah gives an incredible pshat to explain the Shitas HaRambam. And he begins with the halacha that the Rambam says when he's discussing the Dine Ksiva of the Megillah. The Rambam seems to paskin that a Megillah has almost all the dinim of a Sefer Torah, le'inyin its Ksiva, except for one exception. And it's that one exception that bothers the Brisker Rav. What the Rambam says is as follows. Ein kois v'nis ha-Megillah elo b'diyoi ala gvil oy ala klafke Sefer Torah. That is a list of things that the Gemara says Megillah needs, like a Sefer Torah. It has to be written in ink. It has to be written on parchment. Utsricha sirtut k'tayra atzma, needs sirtut, as we will talk about later. That's also a Gemara on our Amud. So you see that it has dinim similar to the dinim of Sefer Torah. At the end of the halacha, he tells you that hoyseksuva al hanayar oy al oyer she'ena mu'ubid, if you wrote it on paper or on oyer that was not tanned properly, oy shekosva nachri oy apikoris pasul, if a guy wrote it or apikoris wrote it, it's pasul. One din he says in the middle though, which is ve'ein ha'or shalot tzarech ibud l'shem. The skin, the parchment, the ur that you're writing the Sefer Torah on does not need ibud lishma. By a Sefer Torah, you have to be ma'abid the ur, you have to tan it lishma, which means l'shem, kedusha, Sefer Torah. So asks the Brisker Rav, why would the Rambam paskin that it has all dinei Sefer Torah except for this din? We understand why it has a dinei Sefer Torah. That's a Gemara later on Daf Yutes that says that a Megillah is called Sefer. Since it's called Sefer, we learn out dinim from the Sefer Torah to the Megillah. So that's why it needs to be written on parchment, it has to be written in ink, and the people like a goy and apikoros are puzzled to write it. So why doesn't it need ibud lishma? Sefer Torah needs ibud lishma. And in actuality, in the Torah, in Arachayim, Tafresh Tzadik Aleph, he brings B'Shem the Rabbeinu Tam, that since it's called a Sefer, you give it all Dinei Sefer Torah, and it has to be Mu'ubud L'Shma. And that's the Shita of the Ramban in the beginning of the second Perek as well. So that is his question on the Rambam. What's the difference between Ibud L'Shma and all other Dinei Sefer Torah? So in order to answer this question, the Brisker Rav introduces a yesod that there are two separate dinei ksiva in the Megillah. Din number one is that the Megillah is considered one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. You have a din ksiva like all Kisvei HaKodesh. The Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud Daled says, Sidrin Shel Ksuvim, the order of the Ksuvim, explains the order that they're supposed to be written. The Ksuvim are part of the Chof Daled Sifrei HaKodesh, and one of the Ksuvim that's listed there is Megillas Esther. It's part of Ksuvim. And Halacha Nafkamina from the fact that it is Kisvei HaKodesh is the fact that we know that Megillas Esther's Metames Hayadayim. That's a Gemara we learned earlier in Daf Zayin. Because there's a special halacha that Kisvei HaKodesh are metamen esei adayim. It was actually a special takana, the Chazal made, that Kisvei HaKodesh should be metamen esei adayim, because what people used to do is they would hide food that needed to remain tahar, like truma, together with Kisvei HaKodesh. They would say, Hai Kodesh v'Hai Kodesh, and therefore they belong together. What happened was, though, that since it was with food, rats would come and eat the food and then destroy the Kisvei HaKodesh. So because of the bezoyin that was happening to Kisvei HaKodesh, they were misakin that the Kisvei HaKodesh should be metamen esei adayim. That way people wouldn't dare put their Kisvei HaKodesh together with the truma. So I'll call upon him, there's a special halacha that Kisvei HaKodesh metamen esei adayim, and that is one aspect, one din ksiva that exists in Megillas Esther. However, there is another special din, a din misuyim in Ksivas HaMegillah, that separates it and distinguishes it from other Kisvei HaKodesh. Number one, we see that it's called a Sefer and it's called an Igeris. It has a special din ksiva like a Sefer Torah. Other Kisvei HaKodesh don't have those dinim. And this second aspect that we find in Ksivas Megillah is, of course, only in order to facilitate being Yoytze Yedei Kriyas HaMegillah. Meaning to say, if you're lacking the special Tanoim that are learnt out from Sefer Torah, which all other Kisvei HaKodesh don't have, only Megillah has. So those unique dinim to Megillah, if you were to be lacking them in a Megillah, it would still have the din Kisvei HaKodesh and would be metame esei adayim like all other Kisvei HaKodesh. It's just that you wouldn't be yoytze your chi of kriyas HaMegillah. You would also be mekayim the halacha before they were misakin. Mishum es lasas l'Hashem eferus arasecha, that you're allowed to write Torah down. Up until that point, there was a halacha that dvarim shebiksav iatar rashoy lo'aymerim al peh. Things that are Torah Shebiksav, which includes all the Chof Daled Sifrei HaKodesh, you're not allowed to say them by heart. They need to be written down. Now, being written in the form that all other Kisvei HaKodesh are written, and without the extra Tanoim that the Megillas Esther needs to be written in order to be Yoytze, the Chi of Mikra Megillah, would be enough to get around the problem of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashoy Lo Aymerim Al Peh. Because there are two dimensions in the Megillas Esther. There is Megillas Esther that is one of the Chof Daled Sifrei HaKodesh, and there is the Megillas Esther that is necessary in order to be Yoytze Maichiyuv. So that is, so far he's explained in one direction. Meaning, suppose you are lacking the unique dinim that you need in order to be Yoytze Yerchi of Mikra Megillah. It still has the din Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's going to be Metames Yadayim and have all of the dinim of Kisvei HaKodesh. He then goes and proves the other direction as well. You can have a scenario in which it does not have the din of Kisvei HaKodesh, but still has the other aspect that would enable you to be Yoytze Yerchi of Mikra Megillah, which means that the two dinim are totally independent of each other. In order to be considered Kisvei HaKodesh, it does not have to have the special, unique dinim that the Megillah needs to have in order for me to be Yoytze my mitzvahs Mikra Megillah. It'll still be Metame Asi Adayim, etc. And furthermore, in order to be Yoytze Yerchi of Mikra Megillah, it does not necessarily have to be considered Kisvei HaKodesh. We can have something that may not be Metame Asi Adayim. It may not fit the criteria of Kisvei HaKodesh, and yet I still will be able to be Yoytze my Chiyuv Mikra Megillah. What's the raya to this? The first direction he assumes is true min hasvara, because why should the Megillas Esther be different than all the rest of the Chof Daled Sifrei HaKodesh? So it's pashut to him that in order to be mekayim the din Kisvei HaKodesh and v'metame esei adayim, you don't have to have the special tanoim that you need in order to be a tzir chiyuv. But what about in the other direction? How could we prove that there are times that a person could be Yoytze Yizchi of Mikra Megillah with a certain type of Ksiva that does not necessarily fit the bill of Kisvei HaKodesh? So to that, he brings a Raya from the Sugya and Daf Yutes. The Mishnah over there says, Hoysa Ksuva Al Anayar. Let's say your Megillah was written on paper, Vela Diftera, La Yotza, Achte Ksuva Al Sefer Ubidyoy. So we know that it has to be written on parchment and in ink. Now the Gemara then goes and asks, Minolan, how do we know that your Megillah needs to be written on parchment and with ink? And the Gemara learns Xerushava Ksiva Ksiva. It says in the Megillah Vatichtoiv Esther Hamalka, a Lashon Ksiva. And it says in a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vayarilhem Baruch, mi piv yikra eles, kol advarma elevani koisev ala sefer bidyoy. So just like over there in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which is referring to the writing of Megillas Eicha, we see that it says Basefer Ubidyoy, Megillas Eicha needed to be written on parchment and with ink. So we learn out from there that Megillas Esther also needs that type of ksiva, because it says Vatichtoiv Esther. Now, ask the Briska Rav, we know that all Kisvei HaKodesh need to be written ala Sefer Ubidyoy, and that is learnt out from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, because he was talking about Ksivas Megillas Eicha, which is one of the Ksuvim. And for that, we don't need a limud. We don't need to learn out to all other ksuvim that they need to be written ala Sefer Bidyoy, because that's a gilui in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that ksuvim need ala Sefer Bidyoy. And there's no reason to distinguish between Megillas Eicha and all other Kisvei HaKodesh. So why then do we need a special limud, a ksiva ksiva, a gzereshava from the Megillas Eicha to Megillas Esther to tell me that it needs to be written ala Sefer Bidyoy? It's one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Says the Briska Rav that from here you see clearly that there are two separate dine ksiva. There's the din ksiva of Kisvei HaKodesh and the special din ksiva of Megillah. And you see that even if the Megillah did not fulfill the requirements of regular Kisvei HaKodesh, had we not had a Gzeirah Shavah, then we would have said that the Megillah is still kosher to be Yoytze Yorchi of Mikra Megillah, even though it's not considered Kisvei HaKodesh. Without that Gzeirah Shavah, it's clear that you wouldn't have had to write the Megillah B'Sefer Ubidyoy. Now we know that all other Kisvei HaKodesh do need it, Ala Sefer Ubidyoy. So that means that in that Havamina, without the Gzeirah Shavah, you would have been Yoytze Yorchi of Mikra Megillah if it was not written on parchment or it was not written in ink, even though this Megillah would not be a Tamasei Adayim. It would not be considered Kisvei HaKodesh. So we see both ways. We see that Kisvei HaKodesh could be called Kisvei HaKodesh, and the Megillah is included in that even if it doesn't have the special term and you won't be Yoytze Yorchi of Mikra Megillah. And we see that it's possible to have a scenario in which you'd be Yoytze Yorchi of Mikra Megillah even though it does not qualify as Kisvei HaKodesh. The Briska Rav then goes and brings a beautiful raya from another sugya. In Dav Zayin, Shmuel says, Esther eino metames hayadayim. So Shmuel's shita is that Megillus Esther, no matter what, is not metames hayadayim. The Gemara says, lememra desavar Shmuel, Esther la beruach hakodesh nemra. Do you mean to say that Shmuel's shita is that Esther was not written beruach hakodesh? V'ha'amar Shmuel, Esther beruach hakodesh nemra. We have another memra from Shmuel that Esther was said beruach hakodesh. What the Gemara means to say is that just like in order for something to be considered part of Nevi'im, it had to have been written b'nevuah, something to be considered part of Ksuvim had to have been said b'ruach HaKodesh. And since we know that the Shita of Shmuel is that Esther was said b'ruach HaKodesh, why would Shmuel say that Esther is not metames hayadayim? It's part of Ksuvim. So the Gemara answers, Nemra likrais v'loy nemra lichtoiv. In order to be part of Ksuvim, it had to have been said b'ruach HaKodesh, with the intention of being written down. It had to be Nemra Lichtoiv. It's not enough for it to be Nemra Likrois. Now Tosfos asks, what do you mean it wasn't Nemra Lichtoiv? The Mishnah says Beferish that Kara Al Peh Lo Yotze. If you read the Megillah by heart, you don't have a Megillah in front of you, you're not Yotze. So that means that the original Takana of Mikra Megillah was that it has to be written down. Answers the Ritva, of course the original Takana was that it has to be written down. But he says that was only in order to be Yoytze Yorchi of Mikra Megillah, so that it shouldn't be considered Kari Al Peh. But when it says that according to Shmuel it was not Nitna Lichtoiv, it means that it was not said Beruach HaKodesh with the intention of writing it down and making it one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. So you see very clearly from the Ritva's Teretz that the two dinim could be separated. And that's exactly how he's learning in Shita Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that Esther is not Metames Yadayim because it's not one of the Choftal Tzifri HaKodesh. Because although it was said Beruach HaKodesh, it wasn't said Lichtoiv. even though it was said with the intention that when you read it, you should be reading out of some sort of Megillah. What Megillah is that? Not one of the Sifra HaKadosh. It's not going to have the Kedusha of Sifra HaKadosh, and it's not going to have the din that it's Metameh Seyadayim, but it will be a Megillah that you can be Yotzir Chiyav with. So that's another right, that there's a totally independent din ksiva that the Megillah has, just for the purposes of being Yotzir Chiyav Mikra Megillah. Based on this, the Brisker Rav also answers an apparent stira as to who actually wrote Megillas Esther, and when it was written. You see, the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tezvav talks about all of the Sfarim and who wrote them. And it says that Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla Kosfu Yecheskel, Drei Asar, Daniel, and Megillas Esther. Okay, so we know that the Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla wrote Megillas Esther. Now Rashi over there asks a question. He says, why does it say that the Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla wrote Yecheskel? I mean, why didn't Yecheskel himself write it? Why didn't Yecheskel write his Sefer on his own? Rashi offers a suggestion as to why Yecheskel wouldn't have written his own Sefer. He says it could be that Nevuah was not nitna likasev in Chutz La'aretz, so they had to wait until they came back into Eretz Yisrael, and then the Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla wrote it. V'chein, says Rashi, Sefer Daniel Shahoya Begoyla, Daniel was outside Eretz Yisrael, V'chein Megillas Esther. So Rashi is explaining the Gemara in Bava Basra that says that the Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla wrote Megillas Esther. He has the same kasha they had by Yecheskel. Why didn't Esther write it? After all, she had Ruach HaKodesh. So he says the same teretz that he says for Yecheskel. He said by Yecheskel that Nevuah is not nitna li kasi b'chutz laretz. So by the same token, Ksuvim, which are written by Ruach HaKodesh, need to have been written in Eretz Yisrael. The Ruach HaKodesh was given, but not in order to be written down in Chutz La'aretz, rather to be written in Eretz Yisrael. So we see from Rashi and Bava Basra that when was Megillas Esther written? It was written after they came back into Eretz Yisrael. Asks the Brisker Rav, he says, it says B'sferish in Seder Oilam, Perek Chavtes, now we know that the pasuk of Atichtev Esther, the Gemara and Daf Yutes starts to be referring to Ksiva Samegillah. So we know that the Ksiva of Megillas Esther happened al Yedei Esther much before they went back into Eretz Yisrael. And such is Mavur in Rashi in Megillas Esther on the pasuk Vayichtev Mordechai Sadvarm Ha'ele. Rashi says Megillazu Kamoi Shehi Shalach Lehem. And that was when they were still Begoyla. They weren't yet back in Eretz Yisrael. So we have a stira. Where was Megillas Esther written? Was it written when they came back into Eretz Yisrael, Ayidei Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla, or was it written while they were still Begoyla, either Ayidei Esther or Ayidei Mordechai? However, says the Brisker Rav, according to his Yesod, it could be Miyashiv this beautifully. Because Ein Echanami, there is a Yesod, like Rashi says by Yecheskel, that Nevuah was not nitna li kasei b'chutz laretz. And so too, Ruach HaKodesh wasn't given to be written in Chutz La'aretz. But that rule only relates to the Kisvei HaKodesh aspect of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, because that's what the idea that it was written b'Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh adds. It's considered part of the Chof Dalet Sifra HaKodesh, Kolzman it was written al Yidei Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh. Legabi that halacha, you have to wait until you get back into Eretz Yisrael, because Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh was not written li kasei b'chutz laretz. But that has nothing to do with the special din ksiva that relates to me being Yoytze Machiev Mikra Megillah. That doesn't have to do with it's being totally on Ruach HaKodesh. The biggest riot to this, says Brisker Rav, is Shmuel's Shita. Shmuel holds that it was Bechlal not written Ruach HaKodesh. It's Bechlal not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. And yet, there is a Din Mikra Megillah, and it has a Din Ksiva, with special dinim and rules. So the Sugya in Bava Basra is talking all about the Kisvei HaKodesh, who wrote each one of the Chof Dalet Sifra HaKodesh. So we're clearly addressing the Ksuvim aspect of Esther. So for that, you need to wait until you get back into Eretz Yisrael, because it wasn't nitna likase b'chutz laretz. So it was Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla that did it, like Rashi answers. However, the pasuk of Atichtev Esther is not talking about the Kisvei HaKodesh aspect. It's talking about the other din ksiva. The din ksiva is Megillah, which is a din b'fnei atzmai, in order to be yoytze the chi of Mikra Megillah. And that was the following year, and it was written Ayidei Esther. She wasn't from the Anshe Knesses HaGedoyla, and it was written outside, not in Eretz Yisrael. With this, the Brisker Rav comes back to answer the Rambam that he started with. Remember, the Rambam left out one prat that a Sefer Torah has that a Megillah, says the Rambam, does not have. Everything else, the Megillah has to be done like a Sefer Torah. including being written on parchment, bidyoy, it needs sirtut, it can't be written by a goy or by an apikairis, and the one exception is that the ur does not need ibud lishma. You do not have to tan it lishma like you have to a sefer Torah. And the Mefarshim all ask, why is this din of ibud lishma any different than all other dinim that a sefer Torah has? And we saw that the Rabbeinu Tam, brought down by the Tur in Tafrit Tzadik Aleph, actually paskins that it does need ibud lishma, as does the Ramban. However, based on his Yisoid, the Briskerov says that we can answer the Rambam as follows. All of the other dinim, aside from the din ibud lishma, we can understand how the Rambam would learn that you need them based on the limud that the Gemara says on Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara says that the Megillah is called a Sefer, and therefore it's governed by the rules of a Sefer Torah. Says the Briskerov, that the fact that it has to be written on parchment and bidyoy, those are all functions of the Shem Sefer that a Sefer Torah has. The fact that a Sefer Torah needs Ibud Lishma is, as the Biskarov goes and proves from a sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Memches, is a function of the Kedushas Sefer Torah. You need to be Ma'abedit Lishma because things that are Mishamshe Kedusha need Lishma. And since we explained by Megillah that the special din ksiva that a Megillah has, that second aspect which relates to being able to be yoytze yurchi of mikra Megillah, has nothing to do with its din kisvei HaKodesh, even if it's not metameh sayadayim, you still have all the halachas that it's called a sefer and it's called a negeres and it needs special dinim like bidyoy and beklaf. So we see that has nothing to do with Kisvei HaKodesh. Do you see that it's possible to be called a Sefer and have Dinim like a Sefer Torah without any Kedusha Sefer Torah? So of course, Ibud Lishma, which is a function of Kedusha Sefer Torah, can't be transferred to the Halacha of Megillah. Because all we're learning out from Sefer Torah is the Dinim Ksiva of a Sefer Torah. But the Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Megillah certainly does not have. He says that the Ramban, who paskins that you do need Ibud Lishma, is because the Ramban's Shita is that the halacha of Ibud Lishma of a Sefer Torah is not a function of the Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's Medine the Sefer Torah, not Medine Kedusha Sefer Torah. So now the Brisker Rav comes back to our Gemara. We started out with the question as to why the Rambam does not bring down the two halachas that are mentioned in our Gemara, namely the fact that the Vav of Vaizasa has to be lengthened, and number two, the fact that the Aseres B'nei Haman have to be written in two columns. Says the Brisker Rav, these two halachas, what do they relate to? Are they shayach to the Kisvei HaKodesh aspect of Megillah? Or are they shayach to the special new din ksiva that Megillah has in order to be yoytze yurchiyuv? Says the Brisker Rav, I believe that this has to do with the Kisvei HaKodesh aspect. Because he says it's included in the Braisa that's talking about other halachas of how you're supposed to write Kisvei HaKodesh. Lav dafka things that relate to Megillah's Esther alone. So in Hilchas Megillah, the Rambam definitely is not supposed to mention it. Not only that, in order to be yoytze yurchiyuv mikra Megillah, you don't need to write the Vaizasa, the Vav of Vaizasa longer. These halachas are part of the Mesoiris, how the Oisius are supposed to look, the Tzura of the Oisius, they're supposed to be bigger, they're supposed to be smaller, and how you're supposed to structure the graphical makeup of the page. And those are halachas, if you want to write it, midin Kisvei HaKodesh. So if you don't write the Vav of Vaizasa longer, it won't be Metameh Siyadayim, it's not going to be Kisvei HaKodesh. So in Hilchas Megillah, it definitely doesn't belong. And to say that the Rambam should put it elsewhere, the Rambam doesn't put all the halachas of how you're supposed to write the Sefer Torah, every single aspect of Mesoiris, that's supposed to be passed down from one generation to the next. That's what Mesoiris is. There's no place in the whole Rambam that he lists all of the letters that are supposed to be larger and the way that you're supposed to structure the ksiva of the Sefer Torah and any of the other Kisvei HaKodesh. Another halacha that's mentioned in our Gemara, learned out from the pasuk of Divrei Shalom ve'emes, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Tanchum v'Amri Lo, Amar Rabbi Asi, Melamed, Shetzricha Sirtut, Ka'amita Shel Torah. Sirtut means the scratched lines that are made on top of Osius to ensure that you write straight, that you're writing your lines of Osius straight. Now Rashi learns that what does it mean that it needs sirtut ke'amita shel Torah? Rashi says ke'sefer Torah atzmoi sirtut halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Rashi's shita is that a sefer Torah needs sirtut, and that is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. And we learn out Megillah from amita shel Torah, from the din of a sefer Torah. The words divrei shalom ve'emes teach us that emes means amita shel Torah. Now Tosfos in Menachos Daf Lamed Beis ask Akasha on Rashi from the Gemara later on Daf Yotes. The Gemara over there says Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav Megillah Nikras Sefer. It's called a Sefer. V'Nikras Igeres Nikras Sefer. It's called a Sefer to teach us Sheim Tofra Bechutei Pishtam Psula, that you have to sew it with gidin of an animal. It's no good if you sew it with strings of Pishtun. So like we mentioned earlier, there are certain things that are learnt out from the fact that the Megillah is referred to as a Sefer. Asks Tosfos on Rashi, Im Neima, the Din Sirtut de Megillah, Yalef, Mi Sefer Torah. If we learn out the Din Sirtut, like Rashi suggesting, a Divishon Ve'emes means that it needs Sirtut like a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut, then why would you need a special Pusik of Divishon Ve'emes? V'tepikl on the Nikr Sefer. Learn out the Din Sirtut also from the fact that it's called a Sefer. Just like the Din is learnt out from a Sefer Torah, that you have to sew it, dafka with gidden of an animal, we should learn out from the Sefer Torah that it needs sirtut. So because of this question, Tosfos actually learns that a Sefer Torah does not need sirtut. So what does our Gemara mean when it says, Divrei Shalom ve'emes, melamed shetzricha sirtut ke'amita shel Torah? Tosfos says that Amita Shel Torah refers to Mezuzah. Mezuzah does have a din sirtut, which is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. That's a Beferish Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. And that's why we need a special pasuk. Anything that's doma to a Sefer Torah, we can learn out from the fact that it's called a Sefer. But anything that a Sefer Torah doesn't have, you can't learn out from there. Sirtut, learns Tosfos, is not a Halacha that Sefer Torah needs. So therefore, we need a pasuk to learn out from Mezuzah. A special pasuk, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, to tell me that it needs sirtut, Kamita Shel Torah, meaning like mezuzah. Now the Biskei Rav, in a different piece, in Hilchos Megillah, wants to be Meyashev Rashi from Tosfos Kasha. There must be a reason why, according to Rashi, it's not enough that we have a limud, that Megillah is called a Sefer, and we learn out dinim from a Sefer Torah, to tell me the din sirtut. And that's why you need a special limud. What is the Hesber? So he starts out by bringing the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, the same Rambam that we mentioned in the other piece, that starts with Ein Kais Venes HaMegillah Elo B'Diyoy Ala Gvil. You're not allowed to write the Megillah using anything other than ink and parchment. Ela Klaf K'Sefer Torah. So the Rambam starts out by telling you that you need to write the Megillah like you would write a Sefer Torah. And continues the Rambam, and he says, Utzricha Sirtut K'Torah Atzma. So number one, you see already that the Rambam learns like Rashi. He learns that the din sirtut is like Torah, not like mezuzah. He's learning out Amita Shel Torah means like the Torah, Ketorah Atzma. And that's because the Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yud Beis, is that there is a din, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, by Sefer Torah that says that it needs sirtut. Unlike Tosfos that says that there is no such Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai by Sefer Torah. But the question that bothers the Briskei Rav is the wording of the Rambam. There's something strange about the way the Rambam words this halacha. Because le'inyan the halachis of writing it on parchment and with diyoy, the Rambam's lashon is that you have to write it kisefer Torah. In koisfin amegillah elo b'diyoy alakvil oy alaklaf kisefer Torah. You have to write it like a sefer Torah. Later on in halacha yir aleph, the Rambam says as well, hamegillah tzricha shetei tfura kula at sheyiu kol oresei amegillah achas ve'ena nitferes elo begidin kisefer Torah. You need to sew it using gidin of an animal and not with pishtun, like a sefer Torah. However, when it comes to the din of sirtut, the lashon of the Rambam is utzricha sirtut ketorah atzma. After saying that you have to write it ala klaf and begvil and with diyoy kesefer Torah, then he says and also needs sirtut ketorah atzma. Why this shinui haloshon? Says the Briskei Rav that it's clear from the lashon of the Rambam that the fact that Sefer Torah requires sirtut is not from the dinim of the Sefer Torah per se. Rather, it's a din that is said on Torah Atzma. Torah needs sirtut in its ksiva. The Sefer Torah doesn't have a din that it needs sirtut. The Sefer Torah has other dinim. You have to sew it dafka with gidin. It has to be written with diyoy and on klaf. If it's not klaf, then there's something wrong with the shame Sefer Torah. But the din sirtut is a halacha in ksivas Torah. When one writes Torah, you need to do sirtut. Where can we prove this din from? Says the Rambam, a very interesting diuk. It says in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, She'ein Koisvin Sefer Torah, V'loi Mezuzah Elo B'Sirtut. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that you have to write a Sefer Torah or Mezuzah, it has to be written B'Sirtut. Aval Tefillin, says the Rambam, Einan Tzrichim Sirtut, Lefi She'ein Mechupin. The reason why Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut is because they're covered. Now, wait a minute. If the reason why Sefer Torah and Mezuzah need Sirtut is because there's a special Halach L'Moshe Sinai, and that Halach L'Moshe Sinai does not exist by Tefillin, then why does the Rambam have to give me excuses why by Tefillin you don't need it because it's covered? Just say, because Tefillin doesn't have Halach L'Moshe Sinai. However, according to the Yisoid that the Brisker Rav just said, that the Din Sirtut that you need by Sefer Torah is not because of its Din Sefer Torah. It's because Torah needs Sirtut. Anytime you write Torah, there's a Halach L'Moshe Sinai that you have to do Sirtut first. So both Sefer Torah and Mezuzah are Ksiva of Torah, and that's why they both need Sirtut. So in that case, Tefillin should also require Sirtut, because the Halach L'Moshe Sinai is a universal halacha that whenever you write Torah, it needs Sirtut. That's why the Rambam has to say a special reason that since it's covered, it doesn't require Sirtut. The Brisker Rav doesn't explain why that should make a difference, the fact that it's covered, but what he probably means is that when we say that you need to do Sirtut to anything that has a din of Torah, what that means is that it's a halacha in any words of Torah that you're writing and will be read by somebody. Since Tefillin remains covered in a permanent way, its whole kashrus is based on the fact that it's covered, so it cannot be seen as Mesiris HaTorah. Mesiris HaTorah requires Sirtut when you give it over. The Gemara even says in Gittin Davav that if you just thumb write three words in the Torah, you're mechuyev to do Sirtut. So this is the aside of the Brisker Rav, that the Din Sirtut, according to the Rambam, is not a function of its Din Sefer, rather Torah needs Sirtut. Memela says, the Brisker Rav, it's understood why we can't learn out the Din Sirtut according to Rashi from the fact that it's called a Sefer. You need a darshan, a special pasuk of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes Ka'amita Shal Torah. The fact that it's called a Sefer teaches us halachas that it shares with Sefer Torah, things that are totally on the Din Sefer Torah that it has. But the pasuk of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes is teaching us that the words of the Megillah are treated like Torah. They're Divrei Torah that can only be written with Sirtut. So it comes out, says the Brisker Rav, this is not a halacha in the Megillah per se, rather in the words that are written in the Megillah. They are Divrei Torah that require Sirtut. And he brings a very nice raya from the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And Yerushalmi learns two halachas from the fact that it says Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Number one, since it says Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, and it says by Torah, Emes Kineva Al Timkar, it's like Amita Shal Torah, and just like Torah needs Sirtut, so too Megillah needs Sirtut. The second thing that Yerushalmi learns, Mazu Nitnali Doresh, Avzu Nitnali Doresh. Since the Megillah has a din of Torah, it's Nitnali Doresh. Now the fact that it's Nitnali Doresh is definitely halacha that's being said in the words of the Megillah, not in the Heftz of the Megillah, and the Sefer of the Megillah. And Yerushalmi puts this halacha together with the Din Sirtut. So you see that they have the same Yisoid. The point of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes is these are Divrei Torah. Mela, the Rambam is Miyushev, and Shitas Rashi is also Miyushev. The Gemara tells us that when Haman was told by Achashverosh to bring Mordechai around Shushan on the Sus of the Melech, etc., Ozal Ashkeche Diasvi Rabbanan Kamei, he found that the Rabbanan were sitting in front of Mordechai, Umachvilahu Hilchas Kmitza L'Rabbanan. He was showing the Rabbanan Hilchas Kmitza. Why was he showing them Hilchas Kmitza? So Rashi says, Hilchas Kmitza Doirish Be'inyane Shul Yoim, V'shisha Aser B'Nisan, Haya, it was the 16th day of Nisan. Hu Yoim Tenufas Ha'Omer, the day of Tes Zayin, B'Nisan is the day of the Tenufas Ha'Omer. So the Minchas HaOmer needs Kmitza, and Mordechai was teaching them the dinim of Kmitza. And we have to try to understand what is the uniqueness of the inyan of the Minchas HaOmer, that it was the sugya that Mordechai was discussing at the time that the Hatzalah began. Because, as we see in the Gemara later, Haman tells Mordechai, Asa Meloi Kumtza Kimcha Didchu, your Meloi Kumtza, your Kaimetz, came V'dachi Asara Alfei Kikrei Kaspa Didi. So it's clear that it was the inyan of the Minchas HaOmer that saved us from the Gzeiras Haman. Not only that, we see that Haman was hanged on this day, on Tes Zayin B'Nisan. So it's definitely not by chance that he was hanged on the day that Klal Yisrael brings the Minchas HaOmer. Now what is the Hesber in this? So the first clue that we can use to try to understand this connection is the fact that the Arizal says that the word Omer, that is, when it's spelled without the Vav, is Begematria 310, which is the same Gematria as the word Keri. Now, of course, this doesn't come as a surprise, because as we explained And Daf Yudam Beis, the whole idea of Haman, of Amalek, is Asher Karcha Baderech. Haman is called Asher Karahu, Ben Benoy Shel Asher Karcha. And what we explained is that the idea of Amalek, the idea of Haman, is to view this world as being run by Mikra. Mikra means that things happen on their own. Instead of being aware of the true cause of everything, which is Hashem Yisbarach, Amalek believes that this world runs on its own with the koiches of Teva. As we explained, that is the reason why Haman, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, brings down that the remez to Haman, Minat Torah, is from Hamin HaEitz, which is the pasuk talking about the Eitz Hadas. Because, as we explained then, Al Pi the Ramchal and Rabbi Yitzchak Chaver, there are two mahalchim, there are two hanhagas in the world. The higher hanhaga, which is the pnimius, which is really the way things actually are, is the hanhaga directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is called the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim is the Eitz HaTorah. The Eitz HaTorah is the perspective that the world is being run directly by Hashem. The lower hanhaga is called Teva. It's something which Hashem himself created, but it leaves room for people to make the mistake that it's running on its own. And Adam HaRishon, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he brought down the entire world with him. The world is no longer now in a state of Tikkun, where we can see directly the Hanhaga of Hashem. The world now appears as if it has its own existence and runs on its own, it runs on Teva. Just like eating from the Eitz Hadas changed man himself. Adam HaRishon became a Bria that instead of only having the Ratzon to do the Ratzon Hashem, he mixed in other Ritzonis into his Metzias. He lives now with the facade of Yesh and Ani. So just like the Bria looks like it exists on its own, man also feels a false sense of self. As we explained, based on the Bnei Yisachar, HaNochash Hishi Ani, Yesh and Ani. And we explained that this is the reason why prior to the Chet, the Adama was Moitzi Gluskois, it was Moitzi bread that's ready to be eaten. But after the Chet, the Tvua has to be processed. It needs man to come and perfect it, because there is Kash. We explained then, Kash is the Psoilus that got mixed in Al Yidei the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And Kash, of course, is Begamatria 400. That symbolizes the Arba Meis Ish Imoy that come together with Esav. Esav is actually referred to as Kash Vahoya Beis Yankov Eish Ubeis Yosef Lahava Ubeis Esav Lekash. And that's because Esav stands for all of the evil that exists in the world. He is Shav Shabarasi Ba'ilami. He is Shayach to the world of the Chet, of the Eitz Hadas. And there are actually two things that we find in the Yalkut and Parshas Tazria that symbolize man's need to perfect the world that's imperfect. Because over there it's recorded the famous conversation that takes place between Tarnas Rufus HaRosha and Rabbi Akiva. He asks Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem wanted you to be Nimoil, he wanted Mila, why didn't he create you that way? So Rabbi Akiva shows him wheat and bread, and he said, which one is better? He said, of course the bread is better. So why didn't Hashem make bread? The answer is that we need to perfect the world. So by the same token, we have to perfect ourselves through Mila. And what's very interesting is that the Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Chavches, Al Tehei Mitzvah HaOmer, Kalo Be'inecha, Sharei Bizchus HaOmer, Yorash Avram Es HaOretz, Shenemar Va'ata Es Brisi Tishmer Zehu Bris HaOmer. Now we know that Va'ata Es Brisi Tishmer is also a reference to Bris Mila. So it seems that Avram Avinu was Yorish Eretz Yisrael, both because of the Schus of Mila and because of the Schus of the Omer. Why is that? The answer is because Chazal tell us that Adam HaRishon was Noilad Mohol, and after the Chet, he was Moshech Arlosoi. The Arla symbolizes the Chatzitza between us and Hashem, the Chatzitza that came Al Yedei the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And as we explained already, that Amalek is misnaged, he has a special opposition to the Inyan of Mila. He takes the Milas and Izarkan Klape Mala, and he says, Tol Masha Bacharta. We've already mentioned that Amalek Vaizanev Becha Kol HaNechsholim Acharecha, HaNechsholim is Oisius Nochash Mila. Because Amalek gets his koich from the Nochash who brought about the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Why is that a reason that we're Zoiche to Eretz Yisrael? Because as the Ramban says in the end of Parashas Achrimois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mapul Goyrolois, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael were Naflu to the Chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and the rest of the lands and the rest of the umos were noifel to the ayin, to the shivim sarim oel yoinim. The shivim sarim oel yoinim symbolize the lower hanhaga, because the sarim are malachim. Malachim are shluchim. The pshat in a shliach is that you don't see the mishaleach. There's room for toys to think that the shliach is acting on his own. Masha enkein, we, Klal Yisrael, are zoiche to a direct hanhaga from Hashem. That's why it's possible for us when we're zoiche to have even nisim geluyim. We can have ani Hashem v'lo yashaliach. Because like the pasuk says, Yaakov chevel nachlosoi. And that's why we could be zoiche to Eretz Yisrael, which is ani Hashem alekecho boi mereishis hashana v'ad achris shana. Eretz Yisrael is a place where you can feel the hashgacha directly from Hashem. And the lashon that the Ramban uses to describe this bechina, this idea, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adoin Ha'aretz. Because he says in Chutzal Ha'aretz, even though everything is really from Hashem, but there's not Tahara Shlema, because of the Misharsim HaMoshlem Aleha, V'amim Toyim Acharei Sarehem, Lavoy Gam Oysam. So when we do Milam, we show that our guf is Kaddish, there's nothing being Choytzitz between us and Hashem, we're Shayach to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Maral, over here in the Ar Chodesh, in Perek Vav, that the whole idea of bringing the Minchas HaOmer is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adoin HaOretz, like the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshua, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mani Ges HaOlamoi. Teva does not run by itself. And that is because as soon as we come into Eretz Yisrael, and every year before we partake in any Tevua, we have to show that even though Eretz Yisrael was not like the Anhaga that was in the Midbar with the Mon and the Anani HaKavod, where it was clear, it was Nisim Geluyim, it was clear that Hashem was running everything. Rather, even when we came into the Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to do Charisha, Zriya, Ktsira, the entire process that Adam Rishon didn't need, the entire process that's a symptom of Adam Rishon's Chet, even that all comes from Hashem. It's the ultimate removal of the Chatzitza that this world now presents, Al Yidei the Chet of Adam Rishon. After the Chet, it makes us feel in this world like we're accomplishing something, and that we have our own existence, and there's more than merely Hashem's Ratzin. And the Tachlis of Minchas HaOmer is that before we begin that whole process, we make a proclamation through the Mincha LaShem that it's Hashem that's doing everything. He's Adoin HaOretz. Teva also comes from Him. And as the Maral says, we've mentioned this as well, Adoin HaOretz refers to the Shem Adnus. The Shem Havaya is Hoya Hoya V'Yiyah, it's the Shem that brings about Nisim Geluyim. But we have to recognize that even Teva comes from Hashem. And that's the whole message of Purim. So there were two things that changed after the Chet of Adam Rishon, Adam himself and the Aretz. As we've already explained, after the Chet, Hashem gave a klola to Adam, and the Adama was Arura Ba'avuroi. It says, Arura Adama Ba'avurecha. It's going to be Koitz V'darda Tatzmiach Loch. Mila is misakin the kilkel that happened in Adam, and Minchas HaOmer is misakin the kilkel as it happened in the Aretz. And the Sfasemis actually speaks this out. He says, based on the Gemara in Chulim, and it's trying to explain why it is that the Mapola of Haman came on the day of Minchas HaOmer. So he says, the Gemara in Chulim says, Hamin HaEitz is a remez for Haman. So you see that the Koyach of Haman comes from the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Korban HaOmer Hu Levare Es HaPsoilis Shenitztaref Al Yidei HaChet. He says it's a tenufa v'harama lases ha-tvua l'tvua mizukekes. But he means, I did this hakara that the Maral is talking about, that Hashem is Adoin Ha'aretz. That's what could make the tvua into tvua mizukekes. And that's why there was a special mitzvah in the Minchas HaOmer to sift the flour with 13 napas. They have to sift it 13 times, because there's a special hadgasha in this mitzvah to get rid of the kash. And this is actually the reason why we begin Sfiras HaOmer on the day of the Omer, because we count from the Havas HaOmer 50 days until Kabbalah HaTorah, and we explained that Haman gets hanged on a tree that's 50 amas high because he's misnaged to our being shayach to the inyan of the number 50. Remember, Torah is Arucha Me'eretz Mida. Mida is Bigmashia 49. Teva is 49. 50 is beyond Teva. Teva is 49 because 7 times 7 is 49, and 7 always symbolizes Teva. Because Hashem created the world in 6 days and Shabbos, that's 7 days, that's Teva. Beyond that is Yovel, beyond that is Torah. And each one of the 50 days starting from the Avos HaOmer is another step in perfecting ourselves in this perspective that Hashem is running the world until we finally get to Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem that happens by Matan Torah, where there's a complete tikkun of the Chet of Adam Arishin. And that is when we bring the Shtei HaLechem. We're able to recognize that even lechem comes from Hashem. Up until that point, the entire year, you're not allowed to bring lechem, any chametz, on the Mizbeach. He calls Sa'or v'chol dvash, lo yisaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. And that's because Sa'or is always meramez on the Inyan of the Yetzirah. The Gemara says in Brachis, Ritzeinenu lasais ritzoincha, umi ma'akiv Sa'or shebe'isa. Sa'or is a metaphor for the Yetzirah because when you put Sa'or into dough, what happens is that it rises. It gives the facade that it has its own metzias, similar to the way the Yetzer Hara works, Hishiani, Yesh, and Ani. But when we fully come in touch with the fact that even Teva is Hashem, we fully come in touch with the fact that even everything that we do comes from Hashem. We can actually say the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So when we're not with the complete perspective, then Sa'ar acts as a chatzitza between us and Hashem, so Lo Yisaktir Mimenu Isha LaHashem. But once we perfect ourselves at the Shar HaNun, by Kabbalah Satoira, we could bring the Shtei HaLechem because we are fully aware that there's no other Metzias other than Hashem, and even everything that we do comes directly from Him. And this is also why we refer to the Sfiras HaOmer as beginning Mimachras HaShabbos. We know that Chazal tell us that Mimachras HaShabbos means from the day after the first day of Pesach, because the first day of Pesach is referred to as Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It has nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. So the reason why Pesach is called Shabbos is because everything that happened on Pesach happened Mitzido Yisbarach from Hashem Himself. It was Nisim Giluyim. The whole idea of Sfiras HaOmer, though, is to start Mimachras HaShabbos. The next day, after that Or is taken away, and try to come in touch with the fact that our everyday life, including Teva, including things that we do, is all from Hashem. The mashal that's given for Sfiras HaOmer is like a person who is walking in the darkness. He can't find his way through the darkness, and he needs to know how to get to the next town. Suddenly, there's a bolt of lightning. And for a split second, everything is clear. He sees everything around him. He knows exactly how to get to the next town. But then the lightning goes away, and he has to find his way through the darkness. But that lightning helped him because it gave him a vision of where he has to go. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a giloy. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sarof, ani v'loy hashaliach, ani Hashem v'loy acher. That's the ani havaya, the shem havaya, which brings about nisim geluyim. But we need to discover adoin haaretz. We have to discover that havaya hu ha'alakim. This is also the reason why it says in the pasuk of Yeshua, Vayishbis Hamon Mimachras, that a Mimachras HaShabbos, on the day after Pesach, the day that they brought the Minchas HaOmer, the mon stopped falling. Ba'achla me'avur ha'aretz. V'leihoya oid levnei Yisrael mon, v'yoichlu mitvuas eretz kenan b'shana ha'hi. Because the idea of the mon is a ruchnius type of food. It's, Chazal tells us, it's the lechem shemalachi hashoris oichlim. The mon had no psoilus whatsoever. That's why it's referred to as lechem hakloikel. There was no psoilus. The person was not moitzi psoilus from the mon. The mon was shayach, like we said, to the higher hanhaga that they had in the midbar, nisim geluyim. But the passage that takes place, mimachras hashabbos, is supposed to be one in which we now have the artzias, we have Eretz Yisrael, but we recognize that it's all Hashem. And that's why the Chasam Sofer says that there's an incredible remez in the words of Vayishbeis Hamon Mimachros. Who was it that was killed on Tezayin B'Nisan? Hamon. Vayishbeis Hamon Mimachros. It's a Chasam Sofer. And now we understand the oimik of this remez. Because the whole essence of Amalek, the whole essence of Haman, was to be koifer in Hashgacha, in Havayahu Alekim, in Adoin Haaretz, and to maintain the facade of Mikra, of Teva. He's the Zvuv that's Yoshev al Shtei Miftachei Alev, and he changes the Tage, the Dalet, into a Reish, the Dalet of Hashem Echad, into Lois Ishtach Vele'el Acher, resulting in V'koitz V'dar Dar Tatzmiach Loch, the problem with the Tvua, which is why we have Mochama L'Hashem Ba'Malik Midor Dor. This is all we've been discussing since Taf Yud Amud Beis. As soon as Tes Zayin of Nisan comes, and we're finished with the Nisim Geluyim, we're ready to declare Hashem as Adoin Ha'aretz, we're ready to see Hashem B'toicha Hester, there is no longer any Kiyam for were Haman. Vayishbeis Haman mimachros. And this is actually the reason why the Minchas HaOmer is the same exact shear as what fell by the Mon. It was an Asiris HaEifa. The Omer is an Asiris HaEifa. An Omer of Mon fell for each person, Omer Lagul Goylis, because the Karban HaOmer was there to extend the lesson of the Mon into this world. So the Mon brought about a certain awareness that one had, but that was a Lamaila Miderech HaTeva type of awareness, and now the Karban HaOmer brings it down to this world. Once we understand that the Omer is here to get rid of the Kash, the Psoilis of this world, the 400 that symbolizes the Koiches of Esav Arba Meis Ish Imoy, and of course the Geula from Mitzrayim, which was a Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Arishain, and it was 400 years long. As the Gemara in Psachim also says, and Daf Tzarek Dalet, that the size of Mitzrayim is 400 by 400 parsa, which is actually Negei Lamaisa. The Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perkei Halacha Zayin says that when a person is not allowed to return to Mitzrayim, the area that it's usher to go to is 400 by 400 parsa. And the Yalkut Shemoni says in Parshas Boy that the palace of Pare had 400 Psachim. This is all the Shlemus of the Koiches Hara. Now the Zohar says in Parshas Chayisara that Avraham Avinu bought the Ma'aris HaMachpela for 400 shekel kesef because he was being koine 400 almin dechsifin shemanchi l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Apparently, the Zohar is saying that there are 400 worlds, olamos, of kisufin for Hashem that Hashem gives each tzadik. So it makes sense that the Shleimus of Olam Haba is 400 because it's Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's Keneged the Koiches Hara. The problem, though, is that we know Lahan Chaloyev Yesh. The Mishnah tells us in the end of Uktzin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Asid Lahan Chalochot Tzadik V'Tzadik Shloish Meyes V'Asor Olamis, 310 worlds. Shenemer Lahan Chaloyev Yesh. So is it 310 or is it 400? Reb Tzadik in the Pri Tzadik says that it's not a question because he says that really it's 310 Olamis. The Tzadik himself is part of those 310 Olamis because he actually has a complete fusion with those Olamis. Tzadik is Begematria 90. 90 plus 310 is 400. What else is Begematria 310? Omer, the word Omer, like we said before, not only is it Begematria carry, which is because it fights the Koyach of Amalek, which is all about Mikra, the Omer is Begematria Yesh, it's 310, Keneged the 310 Olamis that the Tzaddik will be Noichel. And that's of course because he's Mizgaber and the whole Inyan of Yesh, Yesh and Ani, feeling his own existence. The Tzaddik, who's misbattled himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we explained on Daf Tes Vav, the whole Inyan of the Levana, once a person is mevatl himself and he allows himself to be a complete mekabel, he does not try to feel his own existence, he recognizes that his way to complete his existence is through complete his batlus, then he can be zoicha to be on the same level as Mashpia, which is why when he gets the 310 Olamis, he gets existence. Lahanchil Revai Yesh. So Purim is really a glimpse of La'asid Lavoi. And that's why Purim is never going to be in his battle, even when all the other Yom Tovim are going to be in his battle, because the Giloy of La'asid Lavoi is the Giloy of Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. It's when the Ar Alavone is going to be Ka'ar Hachama. It's when the Aretz is going to be Moisi Gluskois. It's when it's going to be Molok Kol Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem Kemayim Liyom Mechasim. May we all be zoiche to see this incredible Giloy b'mheira v'yameinu.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.